Hey there, I'm Chardonnay, and if you are in dire need of getting your hair did and you're in the Houston, Texas area, come on down to Crown by Nay. I specialize in natural and extension services. Natural relax, weave, wig installations, pixie cuts, anything that you need. So come on down to Crown by Nay, that's CrownBynae on Instagram. Check me out.
It's your boy E. I am a little I'm a little perturbed right now, and I just want to do a quick episode. I'm gonna make it brief. I'm gonna make it brief because I really don't really have my thoughts together, but I really just really wanted to do something and say something and get some stuff off my mind, get off my chest. We all know what's been going on. We know what's been going on out here. And I said I wasn't going to do an episode about this and talk about it because everybody has. There's nothing else to talk about. But I figured I just wanted to say something. Something for my own psyche, for my own mental health. Since we've been talking about mental health so much lately, I want to deal with my own mental health. Besides talking about the obvious, and we know the loss of life that we've suffered in the last 2 weeks, due to gun violence, has kind of gripped everybody in a certain way, and got everybody in these different mass spaces that they don't even understand or know the words to express themselves no more. It's more or less just complete frustration that most people are kind of expressing right now. And that's where I am. Almost, 2 weeks ago or so, there was a shooting in Buffalo, mass shooting in Buffalo at a grocery store where a white supremacist, racist white guy, 18-year-old, goes into a grocery store and shoots mostly elderly black people, all black people. Youngest was like 32, I think the oldest was 87. 10. He killed 10. Well, you guys know all this. You guys should. But, he killed 10 black people. And he did it because they were black. He was racist. They were black. He wanted to rid the world of black people because we are trying to replace him and his people. So, you know, the same old bull crap, the same old, dumbass, idiotic, nonsensical thinking that a lot of these racist white guys have. Not just guys, it's racist white people, period. So that was that. And when that happened, I wanted to do an episode, but then I was like, I'm just tired of talking about, I don't want to talk about death. I don't want to talk about, what should be done, what can be done. Because, shit ain't going to change. It'll be the same shit. But, to get to talking about the whole racial aspect of it. There's a component to that that needs to be talked about. So I was going to talk about that, but I want it all to die down and kind of go away as it usually does. It kind of, gets quiet and things go back to normal. And I was going to talk about it. But before I even got up the nerve or even got my thoughts together to say, okay, I'm gonna have a conversation, was going to invite someone on, have a conversation and, kind of talk about the racial aspect of it, which it is the only aspect of this, that particular mass shooting was race. It was all about race. So I was going to talk about it. But before I even could do that, then we have shooting in Texas. Uvalde, I want to say Uvalde, Texas. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Hopefully I am. But 19, at this moment, as I'm speaking, 19 children, two adults, shot dead by another 18-year-old. This time, it wasn't racially motivated. It was just evilly motivated. This was just pure fucking evil. This man shoots his grandmother first. Shoots her in the face. At this moment right now, she still fights for her life, so she hasn't, you know, she still has a chance of surviving. Then he goes to an elementary school in a small town in Texas, and he decides that he's going to just shoot children. 10-year-olds, 9, 10-year-olds, fourth grade, third, fourth grade. And that's what compelled me to say, I got to say, because what are we doing? You know, you know, you try to find the words to just say something profound. You know, you try to say, you know, you try to speak with some profundity, and, you know, and you try to say something that means something. But, you know, really, like, what the fuck are we doing? 19 children? I don't give a fuck what color they were. They black, white, red, purple, green, blue, whatever the fuck color they were. I don't care. So hopefully no one is looking at the racial aspect and saying anything about what race he was, what race they were. I don't give a shit about any of that on this situation, about, you know, this shooting, you know, this one, because there's been so many. You got to, you know, get about the names and Uvalde and Sandy Hook and Spring this and Columbine and this and that. It's fucking ridiculous. The amount of people that we're losing, you know, on the average, yeah, people die, you know, we know people die. But the amount of people we are losing to gun violence, not even counting just regular fucking violence, regular fucking killing, you know, and it's funny to even say regular killing, like that's a normal thing, like that's supposed to be okay. You know, killing anybody is never okay. You know what I'm saying? Never okay in any capacity, whatever. It's never fucking okay. But we have to speak in these terms to separate all the different kinds of killing that goes on in this world, especially in this country. You know, you have mass shootings and spree killings and serial killings and racial hate crimes and lynchings and police killings and gang killings and drug killings. And it's like, what the fuck are we doing? And to get back to just this aspect, because I can go on and on and on about just the component of violence and misery and ugliness and evil that's out in this goddamn world. But I'm not trying to make this that long. I'm not trying to go on, because I go on for fucking hours about shit. But the fact that we are sitting here now and 2 days before they go out, have, you know, summer break, and the day that they're getting their little honor roll awards and perfect attendance awards and things of this nature, fourth graders. I remember being in fourth grade. You know, I remember being 10. I remember that feeling. I remember being in fourth grade. I remember, you know, how I was and what I was thinking and what I was doing. I remember being 10. And just imagine these babies dealing with this, having to go through this, having to, you know, not understanding why this is happening to them, because they have no idea. No way in the world you could tell me they had an idea or even could even comprehend the type of fucking evil that was standing in front of them and what was going on and why this man, this random man, was doing this to them. Because they've never done anything to him. They didn't do anything to him. You know, they were just at school. You know, parents had just left. They just had a fucking assembly where their parents were there, and, you know, I think that's how it went down. They had an assembly and they was giving out the awards. You know, the kids did the awards and held their little, you know, plaques or whatever, their little certificates, And the parents were there, you know, I think it was that morning, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm wrong, maybe it was the day before, but I'm pretty sure it was that morning that they had these, you know, the assembly where they were getting their little awards for the year and getting ready to get out of school. And some evil motherfucker walks in and massacres, destroys, not just kill, but destroys these babies. 9 and 10 years old, who had never done anything to anybody, definitely not him, had never done anything to him. You know, and it is crazy because when it first happened, you would think and you were hoping, at least I was, that it was more random than anything, you know, but it wasn't. That the fact that, you know, that he was aiming at that school, that he said, I'm going to go shoot up an elementary school. Not a high school, not somebody's job, not a mall where grown folks are, you know, not a, you know, sorry to say, not a church or what it, not places where grown people are. And I'm not saying that I would rather him go kill grown people. I would rather kill anybody. I don't want him to kill nobody. I don't want nobody to get shot, nobody to die because of some evil, sick motherfucker. But the fact that he pointed and he, in his mind, said, I'm going to shoot up elementary school. You know how fucking evil and sick and demented you have to be. And I'm not even going into mental illness and all that bullshit, because I'm not giving these people a lane to cop out. You know, get this cop out. You know, you watch these assholes on TV and all they want to talk about is mental health and mental illness. Yeah, it's a big component of it. But we're not talking about the guns. We're not talking about the AR-15. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about that. They don't want, you know, I watched the whole press conference where the governor of Texas is evil, ignorant ass. He has a whole press conference and mentions mental health and mental illness about 20, 30 times in his press conference. He mentions those words. They just, it's like little buzzwords that they have to say over and over again. But he never mentioned the word gun. He never mentioned the word assault rifle. Didn't say those words at all. Because these motherfuckers are so tied up in their money and their careers and pleasing fucking lobbyists and NRA that they would rather just do the same old, do the whole, you know, give condolences, give your thoughts and prayers, and keep it moving. Just keep it moving. And we'll do this again, you know, let's all meet up back again another couple of weeks for another mass shoot. You know, because people feel the need to sell 18-year-olds assault rifles and 300, you know, rounds of ammunition for what? Who the fuck are you, what the fuck are you going to do besides commit mass murder with that kind of weaponry? You ain't going to fight a war. Ain't no war going on. Ain't nobody invaded us. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no alien invasion. Ain't no Russian invasion. Ain't no Chinese invasion. Ain't nobody, you know, ain't no war going on the shores of fucking United States. So why would anybody need these kind of weapons? Especially an 18-year-old. So I just don't get it. And to watch these motherfuckers talk about, you know, mental health this and mental health that, yeah. These children that went through this and some children that survived and the children in that school and these children, you know, around the world and around the country. They're going to have mental health issues because they don't understand what the fuck is going on. And we as adults can't explain it to them because we're not doing shit. We're not going to do shit. There's nothing going to be done. Nothing different that's going to be done that's going to, you know what I'm saying, that's going to stop or curb any of this. I mean, you can't curb evil. Complete, people are going to find a way to do what the fuck they want to do when they want to do it. But goddamn, at least try. You know, do something. You know what I'm saying? Put up an effort. Put up can we put up a fight at least? You know what I'm saying? Can we at least put up, you know, can we at least try? At least? You know? And I understand the, put like this, I'm not gonna say I understand. I get it. I get the whole Second Amendment argument that people, you know, want to throw up, that's your right, that's your right. But nowhere in the Constitution does say you have a right to own a fucking assault rifle. That's what we're talking about. Nobody's saying you can take your guns and everything. Nobody said any of that. But I do understand the point of view that people are saying, well, you're not going to take my guns because why should you give my guns away? And then the government has all the guns. So if the government decides they're going to do whatever the fuck they want to us, how the fuck do I defend myself? I understand that point. As a black man in this country, I definitely understand that point because that's what I was scared of with Trump crazy ass. I thought that was going to be, you know, I thought martial law was going to hit any goddamn time. He was going to wake up like, oh, just go get them all. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So, yeah, I understand the fact of protecting yourself. So when you say, well, no civilian, when they got people out there saying no civilian should have these kind of weapons and only law enforcement and things like that or military or whatever, and it's like, I get it, but like I understand both sides. So it's a debate. It's a debate you should have. But we need to figure out, maybe we should get rid of all these fucking kind of guns. Unless you're in the military, unless you're fighting for the country. You know what I'm saying? Because why the fuck does police have these kind of guns? Why the fuck do we need police having these kind of guns? Because I get the criminal aspect, but criminals are going to find a way to do what they're going to do anyway. But we're the only country that has this problem. We're not special. So how the fuck? We're no different than anybody else. Every other place got mental, you know, issues, and they got crime, not like ours, but they got crime, they got drugs, they got, you know, shit, they got, you know, places that are racist. You know, it's a lot of shit going on a lot of other places. They go on here. But they don't have these kind of problems. They don't have these kind of evil-ass problems, and it's only because of the fucking weaponry. People kill people. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I know. It takes a motherfucker to pull the trigger to shoot the gun, but a gun is in the point to aim the gun at somebody to kill somebody. I understand that. I'm a gun owner. I used to be an officer. I understand how guns work. I understand. I've been trained on weapons. I don't like guns, but I know it's a necessity these days and time, but it's a handgun. You know, unless you got a rifle where you're going to train, you know, you're going to hunt animal, which I don't even agree with that either, because I don't fucking really eat meat. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I understand that you got to go, you know, you got to eat. I understand, but you don't use an AR-15 to go hunt a goddamn deer. A hunter, any hunter would tell you don't use the kind of weapons to go hunt because you're going to tear the fucking meat up. So these weapons are not necessary for a civilian. They're not necessary for police, in my opinion. They're unnecessary, but they're necessary because they make money. It's about money. And all they give a shit is more about the money over the lives of innocent people, over the children, over the elderly, over blacks, over whites, over women, over men, over Chinese, over Hispanic, whoever fuck. I don't care. They don't give a shit about none of us. But especially when you put it in the hands of racists, you know, you putting those kind of weapons in the hands of racists, they already sick. So what do you think you're going to do with it? What do you think a racist is going to do with a gun like that? Well, you know, I can take out as many as I want. You know, it's so many aspects to go on with this, to go along with this conversation that it gets frustrating. It's mind boggling, and it is so hard. And you try not to get apathetic and try to stay empathetic because you want something to change. But what the fuck are we going to do? What are we doing? When are we going to do something? When is anybody going to do anything instead of just talk shit? You know, it's other countries that, all these other countries, developed countries, just like ours, ain't got guns like this. Police don't even walk around with guns. And in some places in England, some cops don't even have guns unless it's absolutely necessary. Yeah, they got their special units to SWAT, things like that, who have the weaponry or whatever. That's a special unit, like regular detectives and shit. Like, they don't carry guns around. Regular police don't carry guns around. You know, it's a lot of different countries. Look it up. I don't got the shit in front of me to name all the countries, but there's a lot of countries out there, there's developed countries that police don't carry guns like that. So it's not necessary. We make it necessary. You know, we make this shit necessary. And I just get frustrated. And there's no really, you know, it's like I'm speaking in circles and everything, but it's, you know, it just gets frustrating. But the most frustrating thing is when you have people on certain political parties, and I don't even think it's even a political thing, but they make it a political, well, when it makes it a partisan thing with Republicans, Democrats, whatever, they all shit anyway. But, you know, ain't nobody gonna do anything anyway. But when you have the Republicans talking about, hey, pro-life, and, you know, they're gonna stop abortions, and they're gonna tell women what to do with their bodies, and yada, 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 they give a shit about the child that ain't even a person yet inside, you know, they're gonna regulate women's ovaries and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna regulate your uterus. But gun control don't mean shit. Yeah, you can kill 19 of them. They're already here. And, you know, kill the killer ones that's breathing and has the opportunity to do something in the world who actually are people. We'll worry about them later. But the ones that's inside your body, nah. Nah, the ones that are not even breathing yet, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna tell you when and where you can have children. And once you have that child, then if they go get shot up and killed and whatever, or you can't afford them because everything is so fucking high right now, food, and you ain't even got no fucking baby formula, and gas so high, and food is so high, and the cost of living is so high, and where you live at is so high, it's like, you know, you can't take care of them, but we're not going to give you any assistance because, you know, get it on your own, but we're going to make you keep having these kids, and then you send them home, you have these kids, and then you send them to school, or to church, or to Walmart, or to a game, or to a show, or to, you know, any fucking where, because it's like, it touches everywhere and everything. Yeah, but they get shot up by some crazy motherfucker with an assault rifle. It's absolutely, utterly ridiculous what we're going through. I don't understand it. Maybe it ain't for me to understand. I'm tired of hearing thoughts and prayers. You know, hearing a certain side, you know, where only want to talk about that God was with them, God will be with them, and God will get them through and anything. And everybody, you know, hey, I'm not a God guy. I'm not a believer at all. If you didn't know that, you know it now. And my only question is, which is, you know, very simple and maybe very elementary, you know, at this moment, but where was God when these babies were getting shot? Where was it? That's just that simple. I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole and go through all that. My belief is my belief, your belief, your belief. I don't care. I'm just asking a question. Where was it? Because I, as a person, and I'm, you know, I'm not supposed to be anywhere near what God is supposed to be or whatever. And I'm just a tiny, insignificant being in this universe, you know. But I would never allow anything like that to happen to babies. This man was shooting babies in the face with an AR-15 assault rifle that these parents couldn't even identify their kids. They had to get DNA matches to identify their babies. What the fuck are we doing? This is so ugly. And just ridiculous on so many levels. And I don't understand why we don't understand how ridiculous this is. I really don't have nothing to say, man. I really wish I had a solution. I really wish I had the solution or the right combination of words to fix it all and make it all better and say, hey, this is what we can do and this is what you should do. But we got cowards in Washington, these fuckers that we elect, and they do nothing on both sides. Nothing. None of them. They're all pieces of shit. They don't do anything. They talk and talk and talk and do nothing and keep their job and absolutely do nothing for us at all. So people can say you can keep voting here, you can vote there, and yada, yada, yada. I'm never going to tell anybody not to vote or whatever the case may be, but I'm trying to figure out what are we doing? Where is it getting us? What is it getting us on shit that really matters? Because this is shit that matters. You know, this here matters. You know what I'm saying? Life and death. We're all scared. Like, you can't go anywhere. You know, it's like, yeah, I can go here. That's never going to happen. No, it happens everywhere. Wherever you go. Job, school, church, home. You know, parts, whatever. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I don't have the answer, but hopefully I can start a conversation where somebody can figure out the fucking answer. But what do you guys think? Tell me what you think. Hey, I would love to talk to you know anybody who wants to talk about it, but I'm just done. I'm just frustrated. I'm so drained, and I'm tired of thinking about these baby faces. And not tired, but just, you know, I'm just fed up. I'm just fed up, as everyone is. I'm not anything special. I'm just as tired and fed up and frustrated like everyone is. I'm just hurt. But this keeps happening, and we're not doing anything about it. This has been the truth. Your boy, D. I'll let you guys know.
Why have you engulfed so many hearts? Eva, why have you destroyed so many minds? Leaving room for darkness. Lost dreams can hide evil. Why do you infest our purest thoughts with hatred evil? Why have you stolen so much love? Leaving everyone's emotions lost and wandering free. Evil, why have you taken over God's children's eyes?
Again, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Truth Podcast. This is the Real Offspring of Failure with your boy E. I really appreciate you guys coming and supporting and listening to me. I hope you really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you enjoyed the music. Come see me again for another episode. I'll be dropping another episode pretty soon. I hope you guys come and support me again. And again, anything that I said, anything I talked about, if you want to talk about it, you got any comments, remarks, ideas, suggestions, anything you don't disagree with me with, or you agree with me, or you just like, hey man, you crazy, hey, let's talk about it. If you got any suggestions, holler at me, leave me a message, I'll put you on here, we can talk about it anytime. You know, any music suggestions, any songs you want to hear, I'll let your boy, I got you, all right? Again, thank you guys for coming. This is your boy E, and this is another episode of the Real Offspring of Failure, That Truth Podcast. Peace.